When someone comes to take communion, I always like to watch, because if someone doesn't take communion, it either means one of two things. One, they are living in sin and they know it and they refuse to repent of it, and thus they better not put their hand to the cup. He who drinks and eats of that supper unworthily shall receive the judgment of God. So if you are living in sin and you know it and you will not repent, don't you dare put your hand to the elements. Or I've got another mushy head Christian whose skull contains mush, who thinks, oh, I can't take communion because this week I didn't have devotions and I did yell at my wife, and yes, I've asked the Lord to forgive me, but I still feel guilty. And because I feel guilty of the rotten things I said last night, I better not take communion just in case. Because communion is not for sinners. We see, that's the opposite of what Christ instituted. He said the Lord's Supper is for sinners. That's the only people who qualify. If you're not a sinner, don't bother coming to the table because you don't need it. But too many Christians, full of that mushy stuff in their skull, think they have no right to come before God and say, oh God, I blew it again. And I ask you to forgive me. And I ask you to give me what I don't deserve, which is grace. And mercy is not getting what you do deserve.